Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
What's shaking, Logan?
Yeah. Didn't have a lot of prep for what's the
How was the Villages?
The Villages was fire.
I, like, live vicariously through you. You know, I have one Villages story. You know this, right? Did I share this with you?
I don't think so.
No, I probably just made fun of you about the Villages.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I went to visit some clients down there. This was years ago.
Okay.
Had no idea what to expect.
Which, for those that don't know, it's a massive retirement community
in Florida. Disney World for senior citizens.
Absolutely.
It's Epcot. Because
it's a
at Epcot, there's beers and alcohol everywhere.
It's a fraternity for old people.
We got a karaoke machine and everything.
New to the business. Had a great client down there. They lived there in the winter. I, you know, needed to go see them. I thought, well, this is a great opportunity. I'm like the new aspiring business guy. I travel now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, I hate travel, but I'm like, okay, I'm travel now. So I hopped on a plane, went down there, rent a car, rolled up to the Villages. I think I got there around 2,
mm-hmm.
sat down at the kitchen table, reviewed portfolio, did the whole thing, did that maybe by 3:30. And they were like, okay, let's go to dinner. And I was like, it's 3:30.
I'm like, yeah, we know.
And they were not even. They're like 60s.
Yeah.
We're not talking 85.
Well, the town shuts down at 7, so you got.
I don't know about all that. The town you went to might shut down. You got to go to the center of town.
Yeah,
anyways,
yeah.
So we go to this ale house. It's the only thing I can explain. I felt like I was thrust back into Germany. You know, whatever. Not even back. I was thrust into Germany, and. You know, I'm 20 nothing at the time, you know, so I'm with clients and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll buy you dinner and yeah, we'll have a couple beers. The beers kept flowing.
Sorry, we're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody. Come on.
And I'm now thinking, what is happening here? Okay, can I cut it off? And we rode the golf cart down. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was the nuts.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
This is the coolest thing in the world. Okay. So then we get out. And what I didn't understand was when he has had too many beers, she will not let him drive. So the golf cart. So she's like, Quint, you have to drive. I'm like, I probably shouldn't drive the golf cart through the Villages.
Yeah.
So I remember like driving this thing and you're on the roads and I don't make light of this. Okay. I'm a parent. I got kids. Not a good idea, but I remember going, I mean, I'm probably like the Cheech and Chong movie. I was driving like 2 thinking I'm driving 70. I'm driving and he's on the back. He's got one of these back things and he's hooting and hollering and I'm driving 2. Meanwhile, we're home by 6:30.
Yep.
They're like, all right, good night. We're going to bed. What is happening? That's my Villages story.
It's very interesting.
I haven't been back.
It's a very interesting place. You got to be careful. There is like golf cart police that come around and they'll get you.
Thankfully, they didn't.
But
come around.
Yeah, it was St. Patrick's Day, so you had to watch out.
Just
for those people.
I love they have their own newspaper. I mean,
oh,
that's where I could like you could find me in the Villages someday.
It is a full city.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh,
it's really
sure.
impressive.
They have their own police and fire.
Yeah,
and the whole
I was thinking.
Yards.
People need some financial planning down there.
Oh, I'm sure. Like Merrill Lynch probably has a shop right on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
I'm certain of
yeah.
it or whatever. But I that is my jam. Like you will find me in a, like I'm not going to be one of these guys
mm-hmm.
who removes himself from people because I know about myself. I could easily do that and be perfectly
yep.
fine.
Yep.
I'd be the old grumpy, you know, loner. I will refuse to do that. So I'm going to be the guy who's like, it's 9 a.m. and we are playing shuffleboard
yep.
or we're doing whatever. And I'm in the book club and I'm cross stitching. I don't even know what that is. I just threw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing whatever it is all the time.
Yeah, it's awesome. They have events constantly, which
yes.
is the coolest part. And everybody's active. I mean, my grandfather does the choir. I mean, there's all kinds
I love
of
it.
Random
I would
stuff.
Do the choir.
I mean, there's so many fun things that you can do and be outside and active. And that's all we did all week is we were just outside and enjoy the weather.
They must have hated you on the pickleball court.
Yeah, they were not happy about it.
I mean,
us
who
the
brings
court?
their grandson, the ringer, in here?
But I'm telling you right now that these people are good.
They're fire.
They're really good.
They don't move, and they just like click.
Yeah,
click,
it's like, how did they get click, to that? Click, and it's just like.
Yeah, well, they've been playing tennis for 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how. They
exactly,
know. They know where
yeah.
the ball is going to be.
I should warn you, Of all miniature paddle games, this is my forte.
All right, we need to get on point here. So we've got a couple of housekeeping odds and ends, and then we'll hit our question. So this episode and all episodes sponsored by Jewel Financial. Visit us on the web, jewelfinancial.com. That's J-O-U-L-E, financial.com. Keep sending us those questions. We need them. podcast@diymoney.org. We also need some junior. We haven't had a junior in a while. So send us a junior question. That's simply somebody, a minor, curious at home, got a question, or listen, you just, you know, your kid's bugging you. How do I make money? You say, listen, send in a question to DIY Money and they'll send you a $25 Amazon gift card. Because I'm sure anything they want to buy is probably on Amazon anyways. So again, we need junior questions. They typically get jumped to the top. Check us out on social, DIY Money Podcast, Instagram, the Twitter sphere. I'm on there at Quintetro. Again, lots of things happening. All right. We got a great question from Mary today. Mary, what do you got?
DIY!
Hi, DIY Money folks. My name is Mary, and I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm 58. My 31-year-old son recommended your podcast, and I love it, and I never miss an episode. Here's my question. I was out to dinner recently, and the subject of Social Security came up. My friend said very confidently, if you don't need to rely on Social Security for living expenses after retirement, the way to maximize it is to take the early retirement benefit at age 62 and invest it every month. You will then end up with more money than if you wait and take the full benefit at age 65 or the delayed benefit amount at 70. I had never heard this before, and she was very confident about it. So, what say you? Thank you.
Mary, this is a great question, and I'll tell you why. And I'm really happy I got this question because long ago, and I'm that guy historically who probably questions everything. Like if you say something to me and I nod my head or whatever, odds are I'm questioning you, and I'm not that guy who jumps on my phone immediately and looks it up. Sometimes I do that. That's just obnoxious. But I probably will look it up, or I probably will do some homework, because I've just become convinced over the years that most of what you read or hear is like made up. It's not necessarily it's made up, but it's just, you know, the way stories go, right? Oh, this is what it is, and this is how it should be, etc. So one time early in my career, after reading the, 75th article about how it's very important to wait on Social Security because of the 8% annual increase that you get every year, and if you simply take the cumulative balance of what you would get from 62 to, let's call it death, whatever that death is, like, and it can't be, I mean, you have to live a little bit longer than like 75, because there is a what's called a crossover point. But if you take the cumulative balance of what you get at 62 till death, and you take the cumulative balance of what you get at 67, which is most people's full Social Security age, 66 and 10 months or around 67, or even 70, the math will show you that it's wiser on the cumulative total to wait. And that's typically where articles stop. And I, like your friend, said, wait a second. What if somebody started taking it at 62 and they didn't need the money? So instead of spending it, they actually invested it from 62 to, let's say, 67. And then at 67, they started using that money, just like they would have if they had waited. What then would be the cumulative balance if you really compared that 5 years of Social Security investments over your life? Newsflash. Your friend is right. There will be a lot more than the cumulative balance, because people don't take apples for apples if you were to actually invest it. And that's the only way you can do time value of money. So, for example, if you start taking it at 62 and you just add up all those payments over your life expectancy, you're going to get a number. And if you take them at 67 and you add them up and you're going to get a number. The number from the 67 is going to be higher. But that's not apples-to-apples comparison. The apples-to-apples comparison would be saying, let's say we both start spending the money at 67, but for those first 5 years, we actually invested it somewhere, and we grew it.
How about them apples?
And use, basically, I think I went down as low as 3%, meaning I went as low as 3%, and it still was more at 62 at the end of life. Now, couple caveats. Number one, if you are at all working, you have a cap of how much you can make pre-full retirement before Social Security starts penalizing you. So I would come back to your friend and say, now, wait a second. If I'm still working, like a salaried job, and I'm making 50, 60, 70, anything basically over $18,000, Social Security is going to penalize me for that. I might lose all of my Social Security. Well, guess what? Then the math doesn't work. So your friend has to assume, or I would have to assume in the math, that you're already retired. You're not earning income such that your Social Security is penalized. That's number one. Number two, taxes. How much income is impacting your taxes such that your Social Security that's taxed up to 85% will also be taxed? That has to be factored in because it's only the net after tax amount that you're going to be able to invest. So that's number two. That's not as important in my opinion as number one because the math still works, but nonetheless, it is important. And finally, and this is historically what I have learned in number three, are you really going to invest it? Meaning, are you going to start getting Social Security every month and go, yeah, let's go ahead and put all of that into an investment account. And oh, by the way, for the math to work, you can never touch it. Like that money, the way the math works is all based on you having that at death. So really, it's benefiting your kids. So I've come full circle. And this is a way a lot of finance works. It's kind of like paying off your mortgage. You've heard us on this podcast talk about that. There's very little math out there if you have a mortgage pre-2023 that says you should pay it off because your rate is ridiculously low. But psychologically, I'm debt-free, have been without a mortgage for 10 years, 10 or more years, I think. I don't even know. And mathematically, on paper, that doesn't make sense. However, guess what? I would tell you that that has made me a much better investor. My returns have gone up exponentially because I've had no debt. And without debt, I'm not fear of a lot of the downside because I don't have a mortgage. So sometimes in finance, you have to implement elements that are not just math. So I've come full circle in that I don't believe taking it at 62 is wise if, first of all, you're making any money at all. But again, most people are just not going to invest it and leave it for their kids. So I've come to a full retirement kind of model. That's what we've done. And again, I disclose this out to people all the time. We show how it will give you a cumulative balance, and we show the crossover point. But if anybody really wants to go to the rabbit down the rabbit hole, I'm perfectly fine to share with them that, yeah, 62 would actually get you more money at death, meaning for your heirs, than if you waited taking it to 67. But you got to invest it. You can't touch it. And it's got to be there for the rest of your life. What say you, Logan?
Well, I thought you were going to let me say a caveat or something.
Nothing.
But no,
you
pretty much covered all of it.
I go full Monty on this.
Yeah, I mean, your 62 benefits about 30% less than your full retirement benefit. Now, we don't typically recommend people waiting till 70 unless it's a unique case. Because 70, you actually do continue to increase your benefit by about 8% each year from your full retirement age at 67 till age 70. We don't normally recommend that because the crossover period later on, it's in your mid-80s versus the crossover period from 62 to full retirement age is in your mid-70s. So there's some difference there between the amounts. I think the important thing that Quint said is the caveats of, are you actually going to save that money? What does your tax situation look like? And making sure you're factoring it into an overall plan. if you're making money or whatever it is, because with the tax situation, we have a lot of times where we're trying to do Roth conversions for people. We're trying to do things in the early years of retirement to get money in a tax-efficient manner, and you don't want to have a Social Security that's going to be taxable at 85% potentially at that point that limits you on what you can do tax strategy-wise. So you have to factor it into an overall plan, and you have to really be honest with yourself and say, okay, am I going to invest this money? Am I going to save it? Am I going to put it away, put a bowl over it, not look at it? Because it's the same way we talk about any investment strategy. If you're going to put that money and have it investing, but anytime there's a downturn in the market, you're going to go, why are we doing this? Let's just stop doing that investing. We're going to take the money, blah, blah, blah. That's going to hurt this strategy as well. Then the math is not going to work out, and it would have been better for you to just wait on taking it.
What I do, I would have I'd love to have a dialogue with her friend. I hope you share this episode with your friend Mary, because I do want your friend to know she's right.
Like, she's right, yeah.
She's right, but it's probably not as black and white and maybe you dialogue with her and she'd be like, yeah, of course, like if you're still working, you wouldn't take it. But somewhere either she read, and I've never seen this written. I tried to write this whole thing once and I lost. I mean,
it's complicated
because you're talking time value of money, and most people, they should teach this in seventh grade. Maybe they do. I don't think they do. But everybody should come out of high school knowing about time value of money. It should be the most they should mandate this, but most people don't. And when you start explaining it, you'll lose people, especially when you're trying to write it and read it. So I tried to write an article about this one time, and I lost people. It just didn't work. But your friend is right, with a lot of caveats. And I'm glad you asked the question, because it's a great question.
Absolutely.
And thanks for checking out the podcast. And bravo to your son at 31 who turned you onto the podcast, and now you're a loyal listener. So thank you so much for that. Share it with all your friends.
Mary, there's just something about Mary.
Wore a billboard on my shirt every day.
We need to get stickers and start putting them on those golf
carts.
That's a good idea.
That would be really
good. DIY Money Podcast with a little QR code in there.
Yeah, and none of them would know how to use the QR code.
Not true.
My grandparents did not know how to use the QR code.
Everybody went to a restaurant during COVID.
Everybody
was indoctrinated to the QR
code.
That's true. The QR code became the QR code during COVID. Prior to that, it was just a weird novelty that nobody really understood.
Yeah.
QR codes. I don't know how we got off on that. Anyways, Mary, thanks so much for the question. It was a great one. We'll send you a $25 Amazon gift card. And remember, friends, the secret to wealth is pretty simple. Live on less than you make. Invest the rest. And do so for a very, very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us, and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only, and it's not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.